Good morning. Welcome to the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm your host, DJ John Morgan. Let's tell you what's happening in Ellensburg and in the windswept shrub steppe of Kittitas County on Wednesday, July 5th. I hope everybody had a great 4th of July. We are going to get back into the regular work week, but I got some stuff coming up over the weekend. I'm sure will be fun. Let's start with the weather. The forecasted high in Ellensburg today, 95 degrees. Winds southeast at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Sunrise was at 5:13 a.m. this morning. And the sunset actually dips back under 9 p.m. for the first time. So the sunset tonight will be 8:59 p.m. The low will be 59 degrees. Thursday's high still 96 degrees. The top story today, fire damages the Coal Mountain Caboose. The Coal Mountain Caboose Bar and Grill on 1st Street in Clallam was damaged in a fire on July 2nd. According to the Clallam Volunteer Firefighters Association Facebook page, there was a report of an explosion and fire in the alley behind the business. Fire crews from Clallam and neighboring jurisdictions responded. There was fire damage to the caboose and neighboring urban design and smoke damage for other nearby businesses. The Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce is accepting donations to support the affected businesses through its Wish Fund. More information is available on the Kittitas County Chamber of Commerce Facebook page. Here's some events coming up. Bookmobile on its summer rounds. The Ellensburg Bookmobile stops at Mill Pond, Crestview Apartments on Alder Street, Rainier Street, and the Hillside Mobile Home Park between 5 and 8 p.m. on Thursday. Children can check out up to 3 books. In addition, there are free books for children from birth to 5 years old. Working on the Ewok Trail, Mountains to Sound Greenway is organizing a Towns to Tianaway Thistle removal effort from 5 to 7:30 p.m. Thursday. Volunteers will gather at a Runge Field in Roslyn and must wear long pants and sturdy closed-toe shoes. Gloves will be provided. Work will be done on the Ewok Trail, which goes along Clallam Ridge and provides access to the Rat Pack Trail and the Tianaway Community Forest. Valley Musical Theater to present 9 to 5. Valley Musical Theater's production of 9 to 5 will premiere at 7 p.m. Friday at Morgan Performing Arts Center. There will be additional performances on July 8, 13, 14, 15, 20, 21, and 22. Tickets are $20 for general admission if purchased in advance and $25 if bought at the door. Do the Walk, the first Friday Art Walk in Ellensburg, 5 p.m. Friday, downtown. The Tunnel Run is set for Saturday. The Snoqualmie Tunnel 5K Glow Run is at 9 a.m. on Saturday. This is a 5K walk or run through the historic Snoqualmie Tunnel. The tunnel will be partially lit with LED lights, and participants will be outfitted with glow gear. An outdoor block party at Drew Brew follows the run. The run is sold out, but people are welcome to the all-ages block party. What's happening at the Fish Open Table? It's barbecue, pulled pork sandwich, vinaigrette, cabbage slaw, mixed vegetables, and applesauce. The lunch is open to all seniors age 60 plus from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. in Ellensburg and noon to 1 p.m. in Clallam. The meal sites are the Ellensburg Open Table and the Clallam Seventh-day Adventist Church. There's a community lunch for anyone needing a hot meal. That's from 1 to 2 p.m. at the Ellensburg location. Wanted to tell you about a couple shows on Ellensburg Community Radio tonight. 5 o'clock, Lines on Wine. Margie Morgan talks with winemakers about the history and stories behind our wonderful Washington wines. And then at 8 o'clock, the Old Time Zone, bluegrass, fiddle, Americana, that kind of stuff. 8 p.m. Pacific time, the Old Time Zone. We'll be back on Friday with all the events going on over the weekend. I know everybody had a great time last weekend. It's the Art Walk. There's a ton of folks in the clubs Saturday and Sunday. So we'll tell you all about that on Friday. This is the Ellensburg Community Morning Show. I'm your host, John Morgan, and this is Ellensburg Community Radio.